It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, Dan Strauss, Eon the Peon here with me, and now your chance to get on as well as we clear the early birds off and give everybody a free shot at playing the Harris Challenge. 314-969-KTRS, toll free 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones *KTRS. Couple of quick spoiler alerts for the Winter Olympics. The opening ceremonies are on NBC tonight. You can call these the Olympic rings with an asterisk. One of the effects they had at the stadium in Sochi today was to have these LED lights change from snowflakes into the Olympic rings. And here goes the first one, and here goes the second one, and here goes the third one, and here goes the fourth one, and the fifth one wouldn't change.
That's right. Yeah, wah, Colin told me that earlier. It just stayed a snowflake.
I've seen the picture of it. It looks like four rings and an asterisk. $51 billion. They can't get the hotels right, they can't get the streets right, and they can't get the five Olympic rings right. Here's the other thing I want to mention. When the ceremony started today, and remember, they're 9 or 10 hours, I think 10 hours ahead of us, so it was much earlier today, our time. When the ceremony started, the temperature in Sochi was 45 degrees. The temperature in Pensacola, Florida was 40 degrees, New Orleans 37, Atlanta 32, and Dallas 25. The Winter Olympics aren't even as cold as our southernmost cities in the United States. I love that. Let's move on to the Harris Challenge. Contestant number one, hello, Jim.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. You have a very loud phone.
Gee.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, because it's the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the airwaves for your own personal gain.
Oh, my name's Jim Crane, and I'm the Midwest representative for Pragmatics. We make arson detection units and gas leak detection units.
Okay. We are happy today to be welcoming a new sponsor for the Harris Challenge, Dan's friends in the Well Hungarians, who are going to be playing Wednesday night for Ladies Night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton. There's no cover charge there. They're also playing Thursday nights at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville with great food and no cover. The Well Hungarians sponsoring the Harris Challenge. Now let's turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where we keep the questions and categories, and they come spilling out here when we push that button on Friday afternoons. And here are the categories you can choose from, Jim. Number one is always our topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Category two is Goodbye, Jay Leno. Wow, that's noisy. And category number three is The Beatles on Ed Sullivan by the Numbers. As you may have heard, today is the 50th anniversary of the Beatles coming to the United States. There's going to be a big special this Sunday night on CBS with a bunch of other people doing Beatles songs and some footage of them on the Ed Sullivan Show 50 years ago Sunday. We've got a category, The Beatles on Ed Sullivan by the Numbers. You can have that or the other one. Jim, what would you like?
Any of them, so I'll take Beatles.
Okay.
Whoa. Jim?
Yes?
Okay.
Calling from the moon.
Yeah. I feel like I just got 1,000 free hours on AOL. Got that handshake from the old AOL going on. Jim, here's how the Harris Challenge works. We're going to put 60 seconds on a clock and ask you five questions, starting with the easiest one, working our way up to the toughest one. You can answer or pass on each question, and if you want to pass on them, you can come back and pick them up later, as long as the time hasn't expired, because at the 60-second mark, there'll be a buzzer, and then I will tally your points. If you get 7 or less, I will have to punish you. But if you do get 8 or more, you will win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right, Paul, we have 1 dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut
Shop.
And they have 2 locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
How about that?
They closed the one in Belleville?
Yeah, they did. They shut that one down. It wasn't doing real well. we also have, from Werenberg Theaters, we have some movie passes. You'll have your choice of Endless Love. We can see I, Frankenstein. How about the Lego Movie that Joe Hipperson spoke so highly of?
He says it's going to be the highest grossing movie of the year.
Yeah. the Frozen sing-along.
Mm-hmm.
That one is, and Barbie, the Pearl Princess.
Which hasn't even opened yet.
No, it has not. Yeah, but we have passes for all those from Warrenburg.
Your choice to any of, choice of either of those prizes, or if you get all five questions right, that's 15 points. We call it a clean sweep, and you win all the prizes, and that will be valued at well over
$1 million.
Your category, Jim, is the Beatles on Ed Sullivan, By the Numbers. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Jim, how many songs did the Beatles perform on their first Ed Sullivan show?
Three.
Five. How many songs did they perform that night that they did not write?
Two.
One. Within five, how many million people watched that show live on CBS?
45.
73 million people. After that Sunday night, how many other Ed Sullivan shows did the Beatles appear on?
Two.
Correct. Within 100, how many people were in the audience of the Ed Sullivan Theater that night and saw the Beatles perform live?
350.
728. By the way, the song they performed that they didn't write was called Till There Was You, which was the musical, The Music Man, which Brian Epstein told them they should do because that would appeal to the moms and dads who were watching, many of whom did not want any of this stuff on their TV with their hair and their music and their whatever. So, Jim, let's see how you did. You got the four-pointer, and that's all. Oh, I'm sorry to say we have to start with punishment today. You do get your choice of punishment today. It's all Beatles-themed. We could have Jim Carrey botch a Beatles song for you, or have Joe Pesci do it, or we can have the Beatles barkers bark one for you. What would you like?
Oh, I'm a glutton for punishment. Go for the Beatle barkers.
Okay, here you go. You earned it. Of course, is the Beetle Barker song, I Saw Her Standing There Taking a Dump on the Lawn.
Wow.
Why didn't you tell me which one it was?
Okay, that's enough! Thank you.
Wow.
Sorry about that, Jim, but you did it to yourself.
I deserved it.
All right. Have a great weekend. Thanks very much for playing the Harris Challenge. Here's contestant number two. Hello, Brian.
Hey, what's going on?
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Quick shout-out to all the construction workers working this brutal week, especially Glazers Local 513.
Okay. Let's see what we have on the category list here. We still have You Been Paying Attention? We still have Goodbye, Jay Leno. And we have Philip Seymour Hoffman Movies.
Oh, my God. Let's go with number one.
Have You Been Paying Attention?
Yes, sir.
60 seconds on the clock. Brian, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which retailer announced this week that it will no longer carry any tobacco products?
CVS Pharmacy.
Correct. Which former American Idol star announced this week that he's running for Congress from North Carolina?
Pass.
What did a federal judge in Missouri say you can do to warn other cars about a speed trap?
Flash your headlights.
Correct. Which New York airport did Vice President Biden say is like being in a third world country?
LaGuardia.
Correct. What product, bound for U.S. Olympians in Sochi, is stuck in a warehouse in New Jersey because Russia won't allow it into the country?
It's yogurt, but I don't know the brand
name.
That's
okay. Chobani. Yeah, you got it. Back to the two-pointer. Which former American Idol star announced this week that he's running for Congress from North Carolina?
Oh, my God. I never watch it. I'm going to go with Ruben Studdard.
It's the guy who was the runner-up to Ruben Studdard, Clay Aiken.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. You didn't need that to win, Brian. You got the rest, and that's 13 points. Congratulations.
That's right. I'm there. Good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes. We'll bring in our third contestant. Hello, Nancy.
Hi, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, this time I think I will say hello to my best friend in Ohio who's probably listening on the Internet.
Okay.
Bonnie.
Okay, Bonnie, thanks for listening via KTRS.com or the free smartphone app you can download. We have three categories here. One of them is Goodbye, Jay Leno. The next one is Philip Seymour Hoffman Movies. Or our new third category is In the Cabinet. Which one would you like, Nance?
I'll take Goodbye, Jay Leno.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. True or false, in all his years hosting The Tonight Show, Leno never missed a single show because of sickness.
I would say that's true.
No, you missed two of them. Which of these was Leno's biography? Stand Up for Comedy, Leading with My Chin, or Tonight is All Right?
Leading with My Chin.
Correct. True or false, Leno once voiced a character for the Pixar movie Cars named Jay Limo.
True.
Which magazine does Leno write a regular column for? Popular Mechanics, Entertainment Weekly, or Esquire?
Popular Mechanics.
Correct. Name any of the three men who have been Jay Leno's band leader in all his years on The Tonight Show.
Kevin somebody? I don't know.
5 seconds. You know what? I have to ask the judges, can we accept Kevin somebody?
No, even though that's what how most people would try to guess that. Nobody would know his last name.
I know. But,
The guy who's done it the last 3 years is Ricky Miner. The guy before him who did it for like 15 or 18 years was Kevin Eubanks.
Come on, man.
Yeah, come on.
Come on, Jay.
And before that, the guy who did it for about a sneeze and a half was Branford Marsalis.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Who you could tell by day three had realized he had made a terrible, terrible career error.
Oh, come on, Branford.
Come on, man. By the way, Kevin Eubanks was not there last night.
Oh.
But Jay did say he was touring in Paris, and we miss him.
Yeah.
Nancy, you got the three, you got the four, you got the five. That's 12 points, and you're a winner.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry, I take it back. You got the two, you got the three, you got the four. That's 11 points, and you're a winner.
Still a winner, okay.
Yeah, congratulations, hang on. It's right, actually, sure. 2, 3, and 4 is 9 points, but you're still a winner, Nancy.
I'm still a winner.
Who's doing the math here, Kevin Eubanks? Come on, man. Things together, man.
Come on, it's 14.
Oh, come on. Dustin is our fourth contestant. Hi, Dustin.
Hey, guys, how are you doing?
I'm good. Tell us about your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm just looking forward to the weekend. Glad it's Friday.
Would you like to have Philip Seymour Hoffman movies or In the Cabinet?
I'll take In the Cabinet.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which president was the first to nominate a Secretary of Energy? Carter, Reagan, or Clinton?
Carter.
Correct. Which cabinet department did Janet Napolitano lead until stepping down last year?
Department of Homeland Security.
Correct. Which department became part of the cabinet in 1989 under George H.W. Bush? You can pass on that one. Four-pointer.
Yeah.
If you're Secretary of HHS, what does HHS stand for?
Health and Human Services.
Correct. Which department was Elizabeth Dole Secretary of during the Reagan years?
I'll pass on that one, too.
Back to the three-pointer. Which department became part of the cabinet in 1989 under George H.W. Bush?
How many points do I have so far? By one, or am I close?
It doesn't matter because the buzzer is sounding.
Yeah, I don't know either of those.
That was the Department of Veteran Affairs, and Elizabeth Dole was Secretary of Transportation. And the answer to your question is 7.
Oh.
You got the 1, the 2, the 4. All right, which punishment would you like? We're taking the Beetle Barkers off the board here. You can have Joe Pesci or Jim Carrey.
I'll take the Jim Carrey.
Okay, here it comes. Our salute to the Beatles continues. This was produced by George Martin. Crying, sitting on the cold break, waiting for the band to come. George Martin did a whole album of covers with various people. It's the same album that has Sean Connery and Robin Williams.
I am the Eggman. Is William Shatner on that too? William Shatner and,
no.
It's a different one. Golden Throats.
Yeah. No, that was really produced by George Martin. Sorry you didn't win, Dustin, but I hope you have a good weekend.
All right, you guys too. Thank you.
Thank you. Here comes our final contestant. Hi, Jason.
Evening, gentlemen. AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
No, thanks for having me on. Appreciate this show and your show on the weekend.
Thank you very much. The category is Philip Seymour Hoffman Movies. We've got 60 seconds on the clock, Jason. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie did he co-star with Brad Pitt as Art Howe, manager of the Oakland A's?
Moneyball.
Correct. For what 2005 biography of a famous writer did Hoffman win his only Academy Award?
Capote.
Correct. In what movie about the porn industry did he play a confused crew member named Scotty J?
Boogie Nights.
Correct. In what 2013 sequel did he play Plutarch Heavensby?
Oh, gosh.
You can pass.
Mission Impossible?
I'm sorry?
Mission Impossible?
Hunger Games Catching Fire.
Oh, that's right.
Here's the five-pointer. You need this for the win. In what movie about a congressman's attempts to send arms to Afghan rebels did Hoffman play a CIA agent?
The senator, or the guy from Texas. Jack William Moore?
Let me ask the judges, can we accept Jack Williams' War?
Oh, let's do it. Just for Friday. Come on, one time.
Jack Williams'
Arthur Flammer's name?
Yeah, Jack Williams' Smash.
It was Charlie Wilson's War.
Yeah.
Oh. Tom Hanks and Julia Roberts were in that one. And you got the one, the two, and the three, and then you dropped off the cliff there, Jason. So with 6 points, you're below the punishment threshold, and you, my friend, get Joe Pesci.
All right. Awesome. I was alone. I took a ride. I didn't know what I would find there.
Sounds like a girl.
Another road where maybe I could find another kind of mind there.
Does he amuse you?
Yeah.
Is he making you laugh?
Yes.
What, is he a funny man to you?
Funny like a clown.
Did I tell you I need you every single day?
It almost sounds like, what was her name? Sally on the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Rosemarie?
Rosemarie, yeah.
You didn't run, you didn't hide, you knew I wanted just to hold you.
Joe Pesci is Lounge Lizard Days.
Wow. You in time, we'd meet again, for I'd have told you.
You know, this is not horrible.
No, I know. He's actually not bad.
Well, I say that now because I know what's coming.
Uh-oh. Oh, something bad's coming.
Well, he's going to scream out the chorus. Here he goes.
Gotta get you into my life.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right, Joe. All right.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown and I lose you.
Well, Jason, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
Thank you for playing the Harris Challenge and our salute to the Beatles' 50th here on the Big 550 KTRS.